Phone Boy Speaks, episode 848, SSL, it's complicated. Apparently, validating SSL is complicated. I had to turn off Cloudflare on my website for the podcast because, well, too many things were breaking. I thought it was just limited to Marco Arment's Overcast server, which, you know, when you add the URL and it tries to validate it, and for some reason it was having an issue validating the SSL certificate, which was being served up by Cloudflare because, well, that's because I have an SSL website, so they have to do it unless I want to pay them money, which, you know, as much as I love Cloudflare, not making any money doing this podcast. And I don't remember what it is per month to upgrade, but it's more money than I have right now, so that I want to spend on something like that. So I was just using the free version. Well, apparently I found out from some of my listeners that it also has an impact on Apple and a few other things. And well, I might be able to have a pretty pleased conversation with Marco Arment. I doubt I'm going to be able to have that conversation with Apple. And also, I think there's some other services that pull the podcast. I got affected. So I finally just said, screw it. I'm going to turn off Cloudflare for now. Honestly, the web pages aren't getting, you know, I mean, it's not like it's taking up that much bandwidth, to be perfectly honest. So not too overly concerned by it, but it was something I wanted to leverage since it was there. But I guess I'm going to have to do without it for now. But you know, I guess validating SSL is really complicated when, you know, so that, Part of the issue with Cloudflare is what they're doing to essentially say that they're that they have the certificate for phoneboy.com. They have their own certificate that they then add phoneboy.com, you know, as part of one of the alternate names or something, and it's compatible with most browsers, right? I mean, it's all, you know, pretty much everybody's browser updates and the iPhone updates, and there's no issue there. But some server software may have some issues with it, and that's kind of what I'm finding. And so it's, you know, I think they don't claim 100% compatibility with for free. It's like, you know, they claim like 99% or something like that. But apparently, there's a couple edge cases out there, and I've happened to run into them. And since, you know, I don't have like a ton of listeners, and I kind of want to be sure to get more, right? Kind of working with things like Overcast and iTunes are kind of important, so I'll just have to do without caching, I guess. But I don't know, the media is cached, so I guess that's a step in the right direction. But anyway, so hopefully now there should be no issues with adding this podcast in Overcast or adding it anywhere else for that matter. It should all work, I hope, unless for some reason you don't accept the certificate authority that I'm actually using for my website itself, which, you know, that I suppose that's an issue, potentially an issue as well. But there you go. It's problem solved. Hopefully it won't happen again, and I won't get tweets at me saying, why can't I add your thing to Overcast? Well, it's been fixed, guys, so have at it, and hopefully this won't happen again. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.